Back in my younger years, when I was a student at St. Bernadette's grade school, somewhere along the line, I remember old Father Bredeken, our pastor, coming in and telling us a story about when he was a child. And he said in his town, growing up, there was an elderly man who lived by himself in the woods. He was sort of a recluse. And this elderly man would rock on his porch each night and say, "Lord, Lord, it's time to take me home. Come and get me, Lord. Come and get me." So one night, Father Bredeken and his friends decided to surprise him. So they snuck up to the house, and there's old Mo rocking on his chair. "Come and get me, Lord. It's time to go home." And Father Bredeken said, "Mo, this is the Lord. I've come to take you home." And old Mo got up out of his chair and said, "Go away, Lord. I ain't ready yet." So, and the point is, are we ready? We, in our scripture passages today, as we do every year, as we grow closer to the Feast of Christ the King next Sunday, and we're closing our liturgical year, are called to ask ourselves, are we ready to face our Lord? Are we ready to pass from this life? Now, in the gospel, Jesus does talk about the end times. He talks about that final judgment. He gives predictors. There'll be these things like earthquakes, and there'll be persecution. There will be even families divided against each other. Sometimes when I look at our world and I think of the hurricanes, the flooding, the earthquakes, the tornadoes, or the persecution that goes on throughout the world, whether it's something as blatant is what we find in Syria and other Islamic communist countries, or we look at that ideological kind of persecution in other countries, I wonder, is it all going to come to an end soon? Jesus spoke even of the false messiahs. Well, their name is Legion, we know that, who promise all kinds of hope and change and give us nothing but doom and gloom and despair. So the point is, we don't know when it's going to happen, but to be ready. The reality is, at any moment, we could leave this world. On Wednesday, due to, you could say, a very late night Tuesday or very early Wednesday, however you want to look at it, Father Farrell needed some post-election recovery, so we went off to see a movie called Hacksaw Ridge, which I do recommend. It is about the Battle of Okinawa. But here we have these soldiers climbing up this rope ladder, and they have to go over the ridge, and they don't know what they're going to face, except they do know they're going to face the Japanese army. Imagine that, going up this rope ladder and being in that like horizon line and not knowing if this is going to be my last moment on earth. But that's the reality of life. We don't know what's going to happen even today. We could have some ISIS nutcase fly a plane into our church. We don't know. We could receive the phone call from the doctor, as a parishioner recently did, saying, "You have 3 to 12 months to live because of the cancer you have." Think of that. So, my brothers and sisters, the importance is not to fear, but, as Jesus said, to persevere and be ready. We know that this life is passing. Our heart is not set on this world. Our heart is set with in heaven with our Lord. That's the goal. We know everything is going to come to an end here, but rather than fear, we have the hope of seeing our faith fulfilled in heaven. So yes, we die. We face judgment. Jesus tells us that. We have to account for our life. If our soul, if who we are, is really filled with sanctifying grace, then our Lord will welcome us into that heavenly kingdom. How wonderful it will be to behold the face of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. How wonderful to see all the saints and angels, and God willing, our loved ones who've died in the faith. How beautiful that will be. Here, our faith that we've had on earth will give way to a perfection of vision. We'll see what we've believed in. Here, the hope we've had, all those promises will be fulfilled. the love that we've shared with our Lord will come to perfection in heaven. So how wonderful it will be, how we should long for heaven. As St. Paul said, I consider everything here as loss compared to what awaits me. St. Paul also said, eye has not seen, ear has not heard what God has prepared for those who love him. Granted, we may leave here not in that perfect state of sanctifying grace, but with some venial sin or hurts caused by our sin. Well, our Lord, in his love, holds us accountable, and in justice, he holds us accountable. But in his love, he also is merciful. He's going to cleanse that soul. He knows there's that love, but it has to go. We have to go through that healing process that we call purgatory. In the Old Testament, we find how the soul is always described as a fire-tried gold. I always wondered what that meant. And once, back in the year 2000, when I was in the Holy Land with some students from Christendom, we were on a Holy Year pilgrimage, we were walking through the streets, and there were many gold shops there selling crucifixes, medals, and so on. We went in the gold shop, and there was this elderly jeweler who had this gold nugget that he's holding between forceps and into a fire, like a Bunsen burner fire. And one of the students asked him, well, what are you doing? And the goldsmith said, I'm burning out the impurities. Well, the student then asked, well, how do you know when it's done? And he said, when I see myself in it. I thought that's exactly what purgatory is. When our Lord can see his image and likeness clearly in us. When we clearly reflect Christ in our own lives. That's what purgatory is. If there's a fire to purgatory, it's a fire of love. A love that heals, just like a love that is going to occur when we have to recover from a surgery or a broken arm. Yes, there's pain, but we know the healing's going to come. It's a love that gives us hope because we know eventually we're finished with this purgation and we'll enter into heaven. So the souls of purgatory have great hope. We should not forget we can help them with our prayers. And especially during November, we should be remembering all the faithful who are in purgatory. Many of our own loved ones may well be there. We can help them just as we help each other by our prayers. Nevertheless, we should not forget there is a hell. Our Lord preaches about hell. Hell is a reality. Saints like St. Faustina, St. Padre Pio, St. Catherine of Siena had visions of hell. And it's horrifying because hell is the total loss of God and love. Keep in mind, God doesn't put anyone in hell. That choice is made by the person. That person who cannot spend time with the Lord here and now, that person who rejects the Lord through mortal sin and not seeking forgiveness for that sin, that person who is so hard-hearted that he thinks it's all about me and my kingdom, that person has turned his back on God here. God respects the decision. He doesn't force us to love him. And therefore, if that decision stands firm when the soul passes from this life, God accepts the decision, and that person puts himself in hell. But all of those things that may have turned that person away from God become a horrible reality. Punishment is in accord with the person's sins. And that's what the visions of hell state. My brothers and sisters, we should always be on guard against mortal sin and against anything that leads us away from God. In the end times, though, there will be that final judgment. Jesus will come in glory. The prophets say it, like Amos, it's going to be like this blast furnace. So here, the scriptures speak of this total recreation of heaven and earth, whatever that will be. There will be a final judgment. So those souls in heaven stay in heaven. Those in hell stay in hell. Those in purgatory go to heaven. Those here on earth, though, will face judgment, and they'll either go to heaven or they will go to hell. There will be the resurrection of the body. Just as Jesus rose body and soul from the dead on Easter, so the body will be reunited to our soul. Christ came to redeem us as a person. As a person, we're body and soul, so there will be that wholeness of redemption finalized at the last judgment. For the faithful who are in heaven, the body will be glorified, just as our Lord's was at Easter. Glorified in that it will not have any defect, any suffering. It will be perfected. It will be totally spiritualized. It will be immortalized. And so will be complete in heaven with our Lord. But for the damned in hell, that body will be immortalized, but it will suffer. And that person's suffering may even grow more intensely because now the person is complete, body and soul. So this is important for us to remember. We get so caught up in life. I find it hard to believe that already here we are approaching Thanksgiving, even Christmas. I was mentioning that to the altar servers. Time passes so quickly. But time on this life, in this planet, comes to an end. Not to fear again, but to have hope. Not to fear, but to persevere. To be with our Lord now. After all, if we have a loving friendship with our Lord through our prayer, through the Holy Eucharist, through the sacrament of reconciliation, by knowing Him more through sacred scripture and other teachings of the church, by sharing our life with the holy ones we call the saints, what do we have to fear? Nothing. Instead, we look forward to that beautiful life of heaven. But we must be prepared, and we must persevere. May God bless you.